Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just trying to live, and mama tell me I need Jesus. Hammers by the bed, and still I can't sleep shit. Keep shit in the slab till I crash through my ink pen. Try and keep a floating like, why they try and sink him? No drinking. Focus, no blinking. Too many niggas died over copas, no thinking. Try to change my diet, hope it's no beefing. Cause I don't wanna shoot, so I hope it's no reason. I know niggas locked and they never ever gonna touch pounds. So they touched down through a telephone. And it broke my soul with D-Dad. Cause we was tighter than broke hoes and Levi's. Lord knows life is short, but why yours though? Used to picture us at a war show. I was spitting raw flow, you was flipping raw blows. I was thinking more songs, you was thinking more dealt. Blessing those children, God just filled them. Trying to make a living in them project buildings. It's hard just living in them project buildings. Trying to make a killing till the projects kill them. Bless the lost children, God just fills them. Trying to make a living in them project buildings. It's hard just living in them project buildings. Trying to make a killing till the projects kill them.
I can still taste the sips of beer, sips from walls. The cigarette stick that was hit loose on my dog. Now I can remember cold winter sitting in the hall just to get stills and get warm and keep going. Now I can still close my eyes to see for them. Visualizing the block in my heart, I reach for them. Cause guns, drugs, and drug money, I keep it on them. Like long days and cold nights that keep showing. A set of days we're searching for better ways. Started off as some young up and coming for better stays. Showing us ropes and laughter, they showed us hope. We who cut ropes and cuts off rope on the low. So bless souls that's headed in debt on the crossroads. When we get it for less, we stresses and cost souls. And we're right to bed, your neck is right struck. So I sacrifice my life for strikes like
nuts. Blessing those children, God just fills them. Trying to make a living in them project buildings. It's hard just living in them project buildings. Trying to make a killing till the project kill him. Bless the lost children, God just fills them. Trying to make a living in them project buildings. It's hard just living in them project buildings. Trying to make a killing till the project kill him.
Hard when you don't have much, so rush to get your cash up. You gotta watch for hitting as niggas giving your stash up. You gotta keep your heat up in the streets so they gon' mask up. You keep up their pressure, showing the feet they get that ass up. My dudes who ain't make it, crossed by some dudes who had hatred. Too many of us died and I can't take it. The streets made me tough and the streets made me strong. But the streets took both and the streets took dogs and the streets took man. And God, he took my dad. So I put my kids on this pen and this pad. Oh yeah. I write in my phone, yeah, that's my bad. I gotta get my children a home that I never had. Man, I can't help it, ain't known with a better tab. And a fight up the hood, who's throwing a better tab? So God bless our kids and give them the best to live. But rock our first blessings, it's less of a session.
Blessing those children, God just feels them. Trying to make a living in them project buildings. It's hard just living in them project buildings. Trying to make a killing to the project. Bless the lost children, God just fills them. Trying to make a living in the project buildings. It's hard just living in the project buildings. Trying to make a killing to the project kill him.
Welcome to the Mosaic Show with Lady Flava. It doesn't look like L.A. has called in yet, so I may be doing this solo, but we do have a caller on the line, so maybe I can twist this person into co-hosting the show with me tonight. Caller from the 250 prefix, this is Lady Flava.
Yes, ma'am. This is Felicia.
Oh, girl. You want to co-host the show with me tonight?
I think you
were my buddy on Facebook and you post for me.
Yes, ma'am.
So how are you?
I am doing good. Today was a beautiful day.
Definitely.
I have no complaints.
Okay,
yes.
There you go. I don't either, even though I kind of on my soapbox and kind of alluded to the fact that I had some things I wanted to talk about on the show. So definitely would love to hear your thoughts on what I'm thinking. But in the meantime, Felicia, I'm going to play another track. This is from a dear friend of mine. I'm not sure if you know this particular person. He was the first person to host my open mics at my coffee house. And he is an amazing spoken word artist that performs around the Pacific Northwest. This is Six Deep, the Messenger, and his signature piece, Melancholy Whispers.
Yes, ma'am. And I haven't, this is my first time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm honored.
Okay.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, spreading doubt in my ears, watching from a distance, then pouncing on my fears, telling me I can't make it, so why even try? Stay down here with me and we'll have ourselves a good cry. Don't really want to listen, but my self-esteem is weak, and these damnable whispers paint a picture so bleak. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, making me think that I'm no good, sowing seeds of mistrust for self, saying I can't do what once I could. That little devil on my shoulder says, look, the world's a mess. Why bother trying to save them? They won't care. Why should you stress? Sometimes I can see just giving in, just letting go, just letting them win. But inside my mind I know that not trying is the biggest sin. So this path I'm on is where I stay.
I must stay on the path.
Even if the whispers never go away. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, slashing at my will. No rest even though I'm weary, because the wicked never stay still. I'm here to make a change. Some laugh at me, some scheme on me, some look at me like I'm strange. But I am blessed by the Almighty, and I will endure despite the strain. What don't kill you makes you stronger. Somebody told me that a while ago. Anything worth having must be strived for. I learned that a long time ago. No matter the obstacle, no matter the words and utterings of the naysayers, I will accomplish what I came here for. And these melancholy whispers will haunt me no more. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, beating on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, do your best. I won't be swayed. I am here to lead us back to the path from which we have strayed. My spirit, my heart, my mind,
my body,
strong to endure the fight. My inner eye is open to lead those blinded to sight. The power of He who is guides me in my quest and gives me the courage to handle any test. I come as a warrior for all my brothers and sisters. So do your worst. Say what you will.
I won't
be stopped.
Can't stop.
By melancholy whispers.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. Jesus, sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers.
That was Elijah Muid, also known as 60th The Messenger, one of Seattle and Tacoma area's best and known spoken word artists. And I've just been very, very blessed to have him as a friend, but also to have had him perform on my stage for years and to help me host my show. So Elijah, if you're listening, much love and respect to you, my dear friend. So Felicia, so, you know, let's talk about how you and I connected on Facebook, you know. You found me, right?
Yes, I found you. Yes, ma'am.
And like, what made you, like, send me a friend request?
Well, you are absolutely a leader and very in touch with all kinds of people. And you always have positive things to say and really good discussion. And I wanted to say this real quick because I just realized you said Elijah, is it Muid? I am familiar with him. I actually grew up with some of his relatives in Junkins Park.
Oh.
And we just had a reunion.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is a really small world.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So do you live over by Junkins Park?
I live in the area? Now I'm probably about 15 minutes away. I'm like in the South End area now.
Oh, okay. Because I live in Mount Baker.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful over there, too.
I live right by Martin Luther King Memorial Park.
Yeah.
Not that I really want people to know where I live, you know, but, you know.
Right.
Because look at that, the silver-haired lady, maybe they might find me. But anyway, well, Felicia, I have to tell you, the reason why I had encouraged you to call into the show is I really appreciate you posting, you know, behind me. Because, one thing that LA and I talk about and my son Michael, you know, here at Flava News is, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool, you know, and on Facebook, we have something very, very easy to help share what's going on with different people, and that's the share button. And it's really interesting to me how there's very few people who honestly hit the share button.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And the conversation that I was having with indie record label today was, what is it that, you know, causes somebody to really pay attention? What is it that artists really need to push themselves forward? And then the other thing was, you know, we started the Flossom and Tossom show. And the reason that we did that was because so many people have been having these sidebar conversations with us, like, you know what, that track sucks, or, you know, I really like that track, or whatever, you know, all these sidebars. You know, people have these opinions. Well,
yeah.
We've been getting tons of tracks, and, you know, what my ear hears, maybe my son's ear hears something different, or L.A. hears something different in that track. And so I guess it comes down to also a matter of taste. Well, then it also comes down to, you know, airtime. That's kind of why I do the Flavor in the House, to try to give some airtime to some of the tracks that we have. And so I'll be honest with you. We get quite a few hits to our archives of the shows. We don't necessarily get a lot of people in the chat room. We get a lot of people that listen live. They don't have to come into the chat room to actually, you know, hear the show. And then we get a lot of people that come back later on and listen to the shows. Well, all these people that have had these conversations with us about, you know, you should do a, you know, hit or miss or, you know, whatever type show, you know, and let listeners vote. We've gotten 4 votes so far. And I'm like, okay, do I dump some songs based off of just 4 votes? You know, and it's like, you know, people have opinions, you know, of what it is that they would like or what they would want to buy or whatever. I'm like, okay, 15 minutes out of your day, is it really that hard to go listen, you know, and help, you know, help us at Flavor News figure out what tracks should be, you know, kept in the rotation, what tracks should, you know, be shared with other shows, because that's one of the things we're doing too, is screening tracks for other shows across the United States to share. And that's one thing that, you know, we're trying to do is to help spread the word for not only artists here in the Pacific Northwest, but for artists, you know, all over the globe. And so I've been on my soapbox now for a minute, Felicia. So what do you think about what I'm saying?
I think public choice is absolutely very important. And you should, I mean, as long as it's nothing that, I mean, you have common sense. You know, as long as it's nothing that's offensive, or I don't see what would be the hurt in playing if you request or talking about certain topics.
Right. Because the way we set up the Flossom and Tossom page, I don't know whether you've been to it or not, is that you either vote, you know, Flossom or Tossom, and then hit vote. And it doesn't show anybody's names or anything. It just shows a tally of how, you know, people have voted. And so we're going to, you know, we're going to keep it going and just, you know, I know that one show doesn't tell all. But, you know, for you, you probably aren't aware of it, but I've been a book reviewer for many years. I started out as a book reviewer for an African-American book review team called APU out of Philadelphia. And so, you know, when an author sends a book to us, you know, the whole idea is that hopefully you want an honest review. There are a lot of authors out there that are like, oh, send it to Lady Flavor, you know, because she'll give you a good review. No, I want you to send it to Lady Flavor because you want my honest, you know, opinion about what you write. And you know, and I totally understand, you know, the part about, you know, being kind and not outwardly hurting somebody's feelings. I think there's a way of being able to give constructive criticism over somebody's art. And hopefully the artist can take that as constructive criticism and take it for what it's worth to them. You know, we talk about a lot, too, you know, the fact that indie artists don't get the promotion and the backing like, you know, mainstream artists. And so what does that necessarily look like? You know, and that's another thing, you know, Flavor News is wanting to do is to help, you know, find those creative ways to help spread the word. But I'm going to tell you, keeping it real with you, Felicia, not all of the artists are good. They have heart, but they're not necessarily good. So then who tells them they're not good?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's like, you know, you sang in the church choir, right, and then all of a sudden you want to become a singer or whatever, but now you're singing solo. And your mom is like, baby, oh, my God, you got such a beautiful voice. Well, maybe the voice sounds good to mama and auntie, you know, but maybe it doesn't sound good to the public ear. So it's like, you know, a lot of the books that I've received, like, you know, I've been really nice. I've gone back and actually had conversations with some of the authors and said, why did you write the book? Who was your target? When you wrote the book, because maybe if I understand where you were coming from, that would help me determine, like, kind of how to write this review, because, you know, if you tell me the kind of the wrong answer, then, you know, the review might not be so good, but, you know, it's just kind of an interesting thing. Like, you know, does it really come down to a matter of taste, or does it really come down to can you tell what's good or not? And then if you can, you know, then who tells the person? You know, because we talk about, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, the lack of promotion or having a street team or whatever. What if the product is just not good? That's why it's not selling. Not because you don't have people behind you. What if the product's not good?
Yeah. And you should be able to accept that constructive criticism because, I mean, there's obviously something in there that didn't paint a clear picture to the reader. And so, I mean, that would just be an open door for you to expand on your creativity, you know.
Yeah.
And plus, I mean, you're working towards the number one seller, and I mean, that's why public opinion is so strong, you know. At the end of the day, you are responsible for yourself and your feelings. You can only control those things. But
mm-hmm.
when it does come to something that's personal, because I write too, and I haven't had any bad reviews, but it doesn't mean it's not because somebody didn't want to hurt my feelings or something like that. So I would absolutely prefer to have some constructive criticism, and I mean, it just makes you want to kind of strive a little harder anyway.
Right.
But, and I think it's all positive at the end, you know, and because when it's all done, it's all said and done, you're proud of what you did.
Well, I totally give credit to anybody who steps out there, because that's not an easy thing. You know, once you become an artist and you decide to share of yourself with the public, you know, that's kind of intimidating. That's kind of scary because, you know, you're opening yourself up in a sense to be vulnerable to other people's, you know, criticism of what it is that you've created, because whatever you create, it's a part of you. It's very personal, you know. So tell me about your writing. So are you a published author? Are you a poet? What is it that you do?
I am not a published writer at this very moment. I have been writing since I was very young, especially in school. I mean, from the doing the poetry papers and submitting them and, you know, doing all that, I always participate in that. And writing has just been my way to, I mean, to relieve a lot of stress, relieve a lot of happiness. I mean,
uh-huh.
it's like a picture, you know, it's always there. And there's times where I've looked back and be like, ooh, I was going through some stuff, and then I can relate to something totally different now, and then have something else to write about. But it's just a reliever altogether. And like, I write poetry. I've been working on my children's books, and
okay.
I'm big on education. I have two daughters, so
okay.
I have to keep them entertained.
So, yeah,
those are absolutely my best critics.
Okay.
When it comes to
okay.
the children's books and stuff like that. But I've also worked on my personal book, but that'll take me some more years because I still have a lot
okay.
of growing to do and a whole lot more to experience and a
okay.
whole lot more things to learn from. Yeah.
So your ultimate goal was at some point to be published with the book that you're writing and maybe to become a children's published author?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful because, you know, I was, you know, I take care of my grandbabies, you know, during the week. They drive me absolutely crazy now that they're going on two. And, you know, they're both, you know, the same age, you know, different parents and stuff. And I'm like, it feels like having twins, you know, but they are at the point where they love to look at books. And they're at a point where, you know, they'll let me read to them. Oh, maybe I'm lucky for about 15 minutes, but it's something I really strongly believe in reading to, you know, babies, you know, up until, you know, whenever. And so I think the books that are provided for our young is very important. I think there's different ways of telling them a story to where they enjoy it and they can understand. So I really commend the fact that you want to do something like that on top of just writing your own book. So
yes,
I'm so, and girl, you do not have to call me ma'am. I know I'm old enough to be your mama. You know, you're my children's age and stuff, but you don't have to call me ma'am. I mean, I got the silver hair and everything, but, you know, yeah. it looks like my partner in crime is on the line, so let me bring L.A. in and introduce him to you, Felicia. So, L.A., welcome to the show.
What's cracking, everybody? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hello.
This is Felicia that's on the line with us, LA, and she's right here in Seattle. And I had kind of encouraged Felicia to call in just because this girl is so amazing to me. She'd be reposting behind me for everything, not just the stuff in Seattle. She reposts for our show. She reposts for stuff across the, you know, the country for me. And so I just like, you know, I just kind of wanted to find out who she was, why she does it. I mean, because I love her for doing it, because very few people actually do it. And so, and I just, you know, I just learned that she is a writer. And I didn't know that.
Okay. I've been listening. I was listening to some of those things, and I love that. That's very good. That's great. That's great.
Definitely. And, I mean, and, you know, what better than to get somebody on kind of like, you know, the Flavor News Street team that just helps us, you know, spread the word about what we're doing. I mean, she faithfully posts behind our shows, you know, and anything that we're doing and stuff like that. So I just, you know, I have much appreciation for you, Felicia, and I hope one day that, you know, we get the opportunity to actually meet you in person since you're right here where we are.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right, if you insist on calling me ma'am, okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So now, are you also, like, involved with event promoters or something? I mean, because you do promote for a lot of different showcases or club things here in Seattle. So are you affiliated with, or are you one, or...
I am a promoter. I am more of an individual kind of promoter. I've worked with different entertainment places or people before. A lot of people I've grown up with, went to school with, that have been doing their thing for a very long time, and, you know, so many different ones now. I don't have necessarily any favorites, you know. I just support the fact that everybody is staying firm in what they believe in, and living out their dreams, and staying consistent, and they really bring a whole lot of people together, you know, and and with all the, I mean, the only thing is, you know, there's a lot of chaos kind of going on, and just to be able to survive and make it the next day and continue to live out your dream, it's just a beautiful thing. So I just like to support when I can, best I can. I'm sorry?
Go ahead, honey.
So, and I don't really go out much. I used to, you know, when I was younger, I used to go out. So that part of it is a little challenging for me because it does take a lot of out time and hanging out at different spots and stuff like that. And I got my kids and working and stuff like that. So, you know, I have to balance it out, so I don't mind. It doesn't take a lot to just click the button.
There you go, and I appreciate that. Click the button, like, how hard is it? Like, I watch people that could be, you know, on Facebook, you know, or whatever, from morning till night, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, how many times do they actually repost for somebody else? And if you're sitting there anyhow, like, how hard is it to take that little mouse and move it over there to the, you know, the share button and click, you know? You don't even have to write nothing, just like, click, share, you know? you know, and it's funny because I everybody who knows me and who's aware of who I am, they know that I'm the artist cheerleader. They know that I will post for anybody and everybody across the United States and globe. Well, I've now got people on the East Coast saying, Flavor, we need to get to Seattle because y'all got it going on out there. I mean, with all the posting I do for the different things taking place right here, I mean, they really think that we got it going on. I don't have to say we do. I'm kind of like you. I have to say, you know, I don't get out. I'm not able to drive right now in my car until I can get that all fixed and stuff and get back to driving. So, I mean, that I'm here at the house taking care of grandbabies and doing our Flavor News stuff and hitting that share button just because that's, to me, like Elliot and I talk about, you know, word of mouth is a very powerful tool. And, man, if you believe in something, if you think that a product is good, whether it be an artist, whether it be a CD, a book, whatever it is, and you believe in it, then you need to let people know. I mean, it's kind of like if you go to a restaurant and you get nasty food, you're going to tell somebody, you know what, don't go there. The food was nasty. I had a hair in my salad or, you know, the service was terrible. So trust me, Felicia, if you tell me, don't go to Ezell's Chicken over there by Garfield, I said, you know what, maybe I better drive past, you know, or whatever. And so, you know, word of mouth is very powerful. And I really, really encourage people, if you believe in a blog talk show, if you believe in an artist that you hear, if you believe in some club promoters and what they do and how they put on their events, if you believe in, you know, the showcases and venues taking place, you know, in your area, let people know, you know, because not only are you trying to help support the artists and push them forward, I mean, like with me, I owned a coffee house for 5 years. If I had people helping me spread the word and all of this, I wouldn't have been a struggling business owner. I would probably still be in my coffee house on Lake City Way, you know, but it was like 5 years. Do I resign another 5-year lease? And I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't sit there working from morning to night, you know, 6 days a week by myself. And so that's another reason why I'm so adamant about what I do, because I know what it would have taken to help my business flourish and stuff. And so I'm going to play a promo from somebody who is actually putting on an event here in Seattle. I have to tell you that I like this young man's hype, and so that's why I agreed to play his promo on the show, and I've actually seen him perform in person down at 88 Keys, and I really enjoyed his performance. He's got a great stage presence. What is he going by? I don't know. I'm going to say Bobby McShane, but he goes by Fat Boy in Retrospective or something, but this is the promo for his showcase on April 16th.
You gon' learn entertainment in association with FatBoyFresh.com. Presents Down North, the architects of alternative funk, with special guests Mr. Cool, Bobby Fantastic, Fatboy Fresh himself, Retrospective. Live at the Rendezvous Joy Box Theater, April 16th, downtown Seattle on 2nd and Battery. $7 at the door, doors open at 10. For more details, go to FatBoyFresh.com or DownNorth.net. Holla.
That was Bobby McShane's promo for his April 16th showcase, and I'll definitely be posting it on Facebook and stuff so you can find out more information if you couldn't understand what he was actually saying. But I just loved his energy, so, yeah, that's why I played it. So, L.A., what do you think about what I'm talking about?
Hey, man, you was on your soapbox for a minute there, you know.
I was warning people on Facebook that I kind of had something I wanted to talk about. I think that what kind of led me up to this was that, you know, how we've been talking about doing the Flossom and Tossom show.
Yeah.
And all these people have had some sidebar conversations. I haven't necessarily had them with you, L.A., yet, but I've had some sidebar conversations with people like whether they like the tracks we're playing on our show or they don't like it, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, then, you know, you had talked about with us in the very beginning of us doing our radio show, the Flossom and Tossom thing. And so, you know, Michael and I went ahead and we decided to do it. We put the promos out and made the decision. Okay, well, we've had not 8 people listen to the show. We've had 4 people vote. So I'm just like, okay, I got a phone call. I actually got a phone call today. Says, well, I think the reason why the people aren't voting is because you need some better people for them to listen to vote on. And I was like, okay, if they think the tracks are boo-boo, then say, toss them. it's only 15 minutes that you got to listen, right?
Yeah.
We played the tracks at the very beginning of the 30-minute show. 15 minutes out of your day, go over to Flavor News and vote Flossom or Tossom. And I thought, that's really interesting. You called me on the phone to tell me that, you know, you don't think the songs we played on the Flossom and Tossom show was hyped enough for them to want to vote. So anyway, I'm going to encourage anybody and everybody that is listening to this show right now to please go to the show that Michael and I did last night on the 23rd and listen to the first 15 minutes. There's only three tracks, and then head over to Flavor News to the Flossom and Tossom page and vote. Flossom and Tossom. You don't even have to, you know, I mean, it's very simple. You don't have to put your name or anything. It's just a floss vote or toss vote. And there's, you know, three sections. And, you know, this will kind of help us weed through, you know, what our listeners want to listen to and don't, you know. And so we're not putting names out there. We're not putting even the tracks names. We're not even going to tell you who we booted off. If we boot off, they're just going to kind of disappear. But, you know, it's just kind of, okay, Spicy, I'm going to spank you. Okay, I'll tell you about my situation with Spicy, but you know, go over there and say Flossom and Tossom. If you think the tracks are tied, the first show was hip-hop. If you think they're tied hip-hop pieces, say Tossom. Just keep it real, say Tossom. So anyway, that's my rant. That's my rant. Felicia's probably going to be like, oh, I'm scared of Lady Flavor.
Get the blood pressure machine out over there.
I know it. LA, I'm excited. There might be another caller on the line from kind of our area. Should I try to pull him in?
Hey,
they just had their hand raised and then their hand went down. I'm going to just check and see if they want to talk, though.
I'll check
them out. Hello?
Caller from the 253?
Yes.
Who is this?
Hello, Miss Flavor.
Who's this?
Oh, I've only been knowing you for, oh, God. I don't know, the last, I don't know, a couple years maybe?
Is this Miss Ariana?
It is. Hello, ma'am. So glad to be listening to your show right now, you wonderful lady, you.
So did you hear what I had to say?
I did, and you know what? We have had that same conversation so many times,
and that's why I was calling in, and I think I know
who that caller was.
So you know Felicia? Felicia, do you know Ariana?
Not right off the top.
She posts for a lot of also clubs and showcases here in the Seattle area.
My other name is Animal.
Uh-oh.
We're scared of you, Animal.
The name of my company is the Animal Services Unlimited, and I've had it for many years now, and I've been in this business for too frickin' long.
I was listening
to what you had to say, Miss Lady, and let me tell you, I agree with a lot of what you had to say. Yes, ma'am, I sure do.
Well, I just think word of mouth is a powerful tool. I mean, it's like, you know, Ariana, I can't get out and drive right now, but, you know, there's so many things that you post about that I would just love, you know, to go and check out my own self. But, I mean, like Felicia was saying, that she, you know, doesn't really get out and about too much, you know, because she's got her kids and work and this and that. But it doesn't stop the three of us who aren't necessarily out there letting other people know what's going on and who we believe in and all of that. So I just have to, you know.
Right.
I thank both of you for doing that. And I'm going to put you on the spot. You know, I want everybody to just really listen to this.
Oh, no, you're not. Are you doing it?
Don't you hang up. Don't you hang up.
So for
those of you that don't know, which I have the honor of knowing, this woman, Ariana, can sing. And this is her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Oh no.
My girl, Ariana Lancaster,
nice.
Who's on the line with us.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice. That was beautiful.
Yeah. That was, it, yeah, I'm in the chat room. I say all I need is a little cognac now.
It's so funny because, you know, a couple of years back, she called me on the phone. She sang me happy birthday, and I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she, I can't remember if you sent me some flash, but then she was throwing a showcase down at the 88 Keys. And so, you know, I went down there and, you know, wanted to support the showcase. And she got up on stage and started singing. Now, she was singing this type
at
of
last.
Music amongst hip-hop artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she just got up there and held that mic and just flowed like it was nothing. She was so comfortable doing it. But
yes,
the one thing that really impressed me about Ariana and how she affected the young people that were in the crowd. Ivy Darwin was up performing that night too, and she came up to Ariana and she's like, "Man, I wish I could do what you do, you know, to have, you know, live accompaniment and to sing like that, you know." So to have a young person say that, I was just so impressed, and that's just much respect. And Ariana, you've got an amazing voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much. Now that I am 16 shades of I don't know what kind of red.
Yeah.
and I've been doing a little sniffling. You know, I actually have the very last remaining copy of that album in my possession, and believe it or not, you, Lady Flava, and DJ Nasty Ness Rodriguez, and probably only two other people on this planet have a copy of that album that still works. Because everyone else has wore it out.
Well, I've worn it. I'm on it big time. I guess, you know, I wanted to play you a track, Ariana, because there's so much more to you than what people know. You know, you are a big supporter of what takes place up to here in the Pacific Northwest, and I have much respect and love for you for that. You know,
I have for years, and it's not going to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I know you and I, we've had these sidebar conversations where we kind of get frustrated, you know, and we don't necessarily always still appreciate it, but it doesn't stop us. You know, it doesn't stop us from doing what we do. We have another caller on the line, so I'm going to bring that caller in. We've got a caller from the 770. Okay, let me try this again.
What area code is that?
So 770, you're on the air live with Lady Flava, L.A., Felicia, and Ariana.
How you doing, sis?
Hello, Eric Moore. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm over here enjoying your show, and that last track put me in the mood to where I was about to go to the Cotton Club back up in New York and just, like, have a flashback.
You know, and Ariana, you know, doesn't perform out here. You know, she sits there, she hosts showcases and stuff, hip-hop showcases and all, right? But listen to her voice.
I was supposed to be out with my friends tonight at a place called Gonzo singing karaoke, and I chose to stay home and listen to your show.
Well, Ariana and Felicia, this is Mr. Ed Moore, and he's an amazing professional spoken word artist out of Atlanta.
Awesome.
Atlanta. Yeah.
I love spoken word. That's what I want. I would love more in Washington. Or I need to be filled in on where all the spots are.
You know,
H.D. Hotspurs on Sundays. H.D. Hotspurs on Sunday nights. They have the band clientele, and they also have spoken word artists that come in and do amazing, amazing pieces that are just phenomenal. I think my favorite is Tanika Williams. Yeah, she's got to be my favorite.
That's cool. I'll have to sometime get there. Now, Lady Scribe does one at the Contour, too, right, on Tuesdays?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she does.
So, Eric, what do you think of the conversation we've been having, you know, in regards to, like,
supporting, and also, you know, in letting an artist know whether their art's not good.
Well, I mean, I think support is good. You have to support in order to grow. That's the only way, you know, I think true growth comes about. And in regards to letting an artist know about their work, I mean, for artists out there, you know, we're sensitive. You know, we're real, real sensitive, you know. And a lot of us, we have thin skin, you know. But I think, you know, in order to, you know, to really, you know, have an honest assessment about your craft, we have to basically, you know, grow into that tough skin. You have to be willing, like, to, you know, realize that not everyone's going to like your material. You have
Absolutely.
To, you know, go out there with the expectation that someone or the majority of the people listening to you will not like your material. You know, and that shouldn't matter to you. What should matter is, like, you know, why you do what you do. And out of a room of 100 people, if only one person is feeling what you did that night, then that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
I think it's very
point.
Important.
And that one person can sometimes only be you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. Artists are much more critical of themselves than some people are of them.
Right, definitely. You know, and like, you know, for you, I think most of you know that we just started the Flossom and Tossom thing. And it's more so just to see, you know, what people's opinions are, because like I was saying earlier in the show, you know, people have been having all these sidebar conversations with me as to whether they think the tracks Ella and I play are good or if they're not, you know, or they're not good and stuff. And so, you know, I don't, you know, and I find that even L.A. and Michael and I, we have different tastes in who we think are good. Michael is 23, L.A. is 36, and I'm 49. You know, so we're three different age groups. And it's kind of interesting just seeing the differences in, you know, in what we think is good amongst ourselves. So I really am encouraging people to come out and just let us know. We're not putting artist names. We're not putting artist tracks up there. We're just putting 1, 2, 3, because I'm just really, really curious as to whether somebody's tracks are good. Another thing, Eric, that I put out there is, like, you know, I know with you being a spoken word artist who has, you know, a CD and you travel around the United States performing, I know word of mouth is very important for you. You know, to be able to be successful and to make a living off of what it is that you do. Why do you think that people who, I know tons of people, just including myself, say, man, Eric, you are absolutely amazing. And I will honestly say, Eric, I think you're one of the best that I've ever heard. But it's like, why do you think that people don't get the word out for an artist like yourself when they say they love you so much?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of reasons. You know, I mean, you have the people such as yourself who are very sincere about what they say. And off the bat, let me say thank you very much. You know, because you never hear me say I think I'm all of this and all of that, but I thank you for that.
No.
But you have certain individuals such as yourself who will put the word out. Then you have other individuals, you know, who really don't know how to go about doing it. And they think, you know, you should basically, they think there's a special way that you should go about promoting someone when the easiest, the best way to promote someone is tell a friend or let them listen to that material.
Exactly.
That's the best way possible. But a lot of us, we don't go through that, you know. You know, I think we don't want
to
take that extra step.
And I think it's important, you know, especially if you love an artist and what an artist is doing, and especially if you've gone to the point of, you know, purchasing a copy of their book, their CD, their art form, or even if the artist was kind enough to give you a copy free. If you loved it, please tell others, you know, because it's just important to the survival of this art form, and especially with spoken word, it's more of it's not a new art form, but it's an art form that has not gained the notoriety and respect that it is deserving. And so, you know, shows all over the Blog Talk Radio, you know, some open mics, like here in Seattle, open mics open and then they close, you know, or they switch locations or whatever. And so it's just really important. I just really, really stress that, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool. And in the game of being an indie artist and supporters of indie artists, you know, we can make things happen. you know.
And you know, since we're on that subject, not to cut you off, but I'm back in the market again, looking for a venue to do showcases again and do spoken word and all of that again.
Okay, cool.
I am really looking for that, but I'm looking for a venue to do it in. I know that you do have a few business owners who are listening to your show from this local area, and if they would like to have us there to do one of these things, they can call me anytime because they all have my number.
Okay.
I would love to be part of that.
Ariana wants to do a showcase again. So Seattle, you know, get with Ariana so we can get another open mic or showcase going. While we've got Felicia on the line and while we've got Ariana on the line, I'm going to play one of your tracks. I won't put you on the spot, Eric, but if you don't mind, I'm going to play one of your tracks. So
you put me on the spot. Why not him, too?
You can put me on the spot if you want to. I kind of got prepared tonight. I prepared myself.
Do you want to put one live? Or do you want me to play one?
Well, you can play something live. That's cool. Whatever you want me to do is up to you.
Well, okay. Well, then, since you're willing to spit live then.
Ooh, that's a treat.
Here we go.
Always.
Okay, all right. Listen. I think I did this piece on a Lady Blue show. This is called 2 Weeks. It's been 2 weeks. Hold on. Let me stop before I even do this piece. Can I be myself when I perform on your show? Or do I have to be someone else?
No censoring.
No, we want you to be somebody else.
I just want to make sure. I didn't want to disrespect anybody.
No, you don't have to censor.
All right.
Just be easy.
It's been 2 weeks. 37 hours and 48 minutes since my last fix. 2 weeks. 37 hours and 48 minutes since I injected myself with that good shit. That Eden Wall Project, Do or Die, Bed-Stuy, West Side, Midwest, dirty, Canela Roll, Hilt shit. Now I find myself sitting in the back of some dark, dirty room, sipping on Henny, reminiscing over the last time that I allowed myself to be free. The last time that my mind touched the sky. The last time that I stood on the edge of insanity while the crowd yelled jump. And I said, why not? I mean, I only have one voice to give and one life to live. And since my ex-wife got the kids, fuck it. What else do I have to live for? Yeah, I know I'm Eric Moore. Wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. But some days, it seems like that's not enough. I mean, when it comes to this spoken word shit, yeah, I know I got skills. But yo, let's keep it real. Living with one mic, performing on stage night after night, don't pay the bills. And living off which sandwiches and a glass of warm water ain't as good as a hot meal. And there ain't nowhere in the world that you can tell me that you know how I feel. You see, in my right hand, I hold a rusty razor blade. And in my left, a chrome 4/5. In my right ear, the beast whispers, all you have to do is pull a trigger. And in my left, I hear the cries of tormented souls screaming out, don't do it, nigga. My eyes release tears from the sun as I place the gun in my mouth, attempting to silence the cries of an entire generation. My heartbeat plays the soundtrack to a heart attack. Just then, something says, wait. And I don't know whether it was God intervening or me punking the fuck out, but I hesitate. And I remember the cat in New York who said, when I heard your piece, it felt like you were talking about me. I remember the couple in Arizona who waited 2.5 hours just to cop my CD. I think about the look on the face of every child whenever I perform for a group home. I remember when two of my peers informed me that I was the reason that they grabbed the microphone. And I don't know whether it was my soul playing out the life and times of Eric Moore, Volume 3, or that damn Jay-Z CD, but that was my moment of clarity. And I realized that God needed me to stay alive because he had work for me to do. He said, I need you to touch as many souls as you can before your life is through. And I know it's been 2 weeks, 37 hours, and 48 minutes since my last fix. But, yo, I need to get high. So I walk to the front of the club, sign my name at the top of the list, and it's time to touch the sky. Peace, y'all.
Mm. Wow.
That was nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
wow.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Moore.
Thank you so much for doing that, Eric. It's always a treat, and I appreciate the support that you give, you know, to what LA and I are trying to do through Flava News. I mean, that means a lot to me because I know that you're a busy man. I know that you're in demand. You know, everybody wants you to come through and spit on their shows and this and that. But the love and respect that you give to me, I just want you to know that's greatly appreciated. So,
I think I'm one of those rare individuals. I treat people like they treat me. And you've always shown me respect, you know. So I treat you like exactly how you treat me. Even more so than that, I treat you like how I would like to be treated. So
I appreciate that.
And I'm about to start blushing.
Go sit in the corner, squirrel.
I got you.
Light some candles.
Oh, man.
You know, Eric's being kind, you know, on the show, but I've seen him just act a damn fool, you know, on his show. And so, Eric, with that said, why don't you let people know when your show takes place and about where they can find out, you know, about your CD and more about you online.
Okay. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday on Blog Talk Radio, I have a show called Verbal Ink the Midday Fix, which airs 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And what we do on our show, you know, we have a good time. We play everything from spoken word, hip-hop, R&B, new school, reggae, comedy. You know, we have a great time, you know. And it's also an open mic for artists to come out there to display their skills. If you are interested in hearing any of my material or you want to support a brother, which I really appreciate, you can visit iTunes and look for Eric Moore. That's E-R-Y-K-M-O-O-R-E. Or you can visit cdbaby.com and look for Eric Moore, and you can find my material there. And there you go.
Okay. So are you going to be traveling anytime soon to be performing outside of Atlanta?
Matter of fact, I'm actually heading back up to New York. I'm heading up that way for my birthday. I'll be up there for the weekend of the 24th. And,
okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very, very much.
Happy birthday.
But that won't be until April. You know, but my people are trying to get me to come back out to California, and they're trying to get me to come out there, I think, going towards the beginning. I think the second weekend in April, they're trying to get me out that way. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, if a miracle happens, you know, Eric, we'll get you out here to Seattle for July 10th for my birthday. So,
that would be amazing.
So, for those of you that don't know, I am trying very, very hard to create an Indie Artist Grant Foundation. Of course, it's grassroots. You know, of course, it's, you know, we're just, you know, doing it, you know, under the name of Flava Coffee House, but it's Flava News Indie Artist Grant Foundation. So far, we've collected $281.60. And, you know, if you've noticed on my my Facebook page, I set my default picture to the donation
to
bowl
the tip jar.
That I have sitting on my dining room table, and excitingly enough, I deposited $50 in the bank yesterday.
Wonderful.
I was so excited because, you know, and that's just from it sitting on the table at my house. Now, we've gotten online donations for that. But my 50th birthday, which we're going to do the Indie Artist Showcase to celebrate my birthday, is also going to be a fundraiser towards this Indie Artist Grant Foundation. And I'm hoping that by July that we'll have raised $1,000 to be able to give out two $500 grants come September. And I think there's a very good chance that, you know, we'll be able to make it because, you know, even the proceeds from that particular event, which should be well over, honestly, $1,000, we may be able to do more. So, you can find out more about that on our website under the Flava News Indie Artist Grant page. And, you know, I'm actually asking, you know, everybody to consider to give just $1. Think about it. If all the people that we knew gave $1, how much of a difference that can make for an indie artist?
About a million.
I mean, you know, 1,500 friends on MySpace, you know, 700 or something and growing on Facebook, you know, to... you know, the people on my Flava News Society page to, you know, whatever. I mean, it's like, yeah, $1 from each person. That shouldn't hurt anybody to give $1. But
right, and I'm not even including the people that we don't know that are online.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So
tell a friend.
We're trying to find creative ways, whether it be, you know, doing the Mosaic Show, you know, Flavor in the House, Blossom and Tossum. L.A. is going to be starting his hip-hop show in the back room with L.A. to, you know, our website, to, you know, the Indie Artist Showcase in July. I mean, we're trying to find different ways to show support to the people right here in our hometown of Seattle, Washington, and to the people, you know, that we've connected with, you know, across the United States and across the globe. So I just really encourage everybody. Word of mouth really is a powerful tool, you know, and as we at Flavor News help you spread the word about what you're doing, I really ask that you help us spread the word too, because that's, you know, that's joining hands and that's building a win-win, you know, to make things happen. It's something I'm so dedicated to. It's something that LA is dedicated to. You know, Eric's been at this for a while, and Ariana's been at this for a while, and we've got, you know, Miss Felicia, you know, on board and stuff. And so, you know, just join hands with us, and let's make this movement move forward and, you know, make this, you know, something where, you know, some of these artists, I mean, we're still in a recession, you know, and you know, for some reason, the mainstream artists ain't hurting. You know, you don't see them selling houses. You know, you don't see them selling cars. You know, you see them with their bling bling. Okay, let's help, you know, Eric Moore, you know, pay his electric bill or something. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just as simple as that. But with that said, I'm going to play another indie artist from out here in the Pacific Northwest. I was really hoping to get to her showcase the other night, and of course that didn't happen. But this is Jennifer Newberry with her track called Bittersweet.
Seems like yesterday that I got on that plane with the world I had to leave in the storms that made me me.
That was Jennifer Newberry with her track Bittersweet, and she's just an amazing young lady from right here in the Pacific Northwest, and I hope to one day be able to actually see her perform live. We've actually got another caller with their hand up from, let me click on. Caller from the 631, you're on the air with Lady Flava, L.A., Ariana, Miss Felicia, and Eric Moore.
Hi.
Hey, Spicy. How are you?
I'm okay. And you?
I'm very good, everybody. This is Miss Spicy Ree calling from New York. She's an amazing, amazing poet.
Spicy. Hello. How you doing, Spicy?
Hi, guys.
How's your day?
My day was very productive. Very productive.
Before you go any further, Spicy, I'm going to bring in another caller. We've got another caller from the 610. Oops, let me click again. 610, you're on the air live with L.A. and Flava and Ariana, Miss Felicia, Eric, and Spicy V. Caller from the 610.
You know what? I was muted. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Lady Blue. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Everybody's fine there, I can tell.
Okay. This is Miss Lady Blue from the Pennsylvania area. She's also another amazing poet, and she hosts a show of her own. So what do you think of the conversation that's taking place, Lady?
Well, you know what? I haven't been to the blog to know about the voting thing, so I haven't done that. I've just been busy with stuff going on here in what I call my real world. My poetry is my other world.
Right.
So I haven't been online as much either. So I'll go and check out those shows. They're not shows, they're songs, right?
It's just three tracks that we're playing every Tuesday and Thursday. We're going to play some tracks and just see what the listeners think. We're not giving names out or track names or anything. It's just 1, 2, and 3. And, you know, just really kind of interested to see what people think. Because, honestly, the tracks that we're playing in the Flossom and Tossom are people who are wanting to make a living off of their art.
Okay.
And so it's just, you know, something that we've been having discussions with, whether it be amongst the Flava News people or whether it's amongst, you know, having these sidebar conversations, you know, on a chat or in a phone conversation, like, okay, when it comes to an indie artist, you know, whose product is actually good and worth buying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And do you buy a product if it's not something that you enjoy just to show support to the artist and stuff? And at what point do you let an artist know that, you know, they're good, but they need to work a little harder, or maybe their tracks aren't mastered, you know, or whatever it is. Because there's a lot of, you know, artists out there that are just doing it for the love of it. That's cool, you know. And if I was to ever do it, be quiet, Miss Spicy, I would be doing it just for the love of it. I would never, you know, try to make some money off of it. So I totally appreciate those type of artists too. But it's just, you know, the artists that we're playing actually are trying to make a living from what they're doing and stuff. So we're trying that and just. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to do because a lot of that is preference, you know, because I might not like you don't mean you're not any good, and you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I just might not like that type of music, and one of the things I'm bad at, but I'm finding you have to do is find your own audience, you know, and
true.
Same way when you're selling stuff, you have to find your market. I was doing greeting cards, and a guy said, "Well, who's your market?" And I said, "Everybody." He says, "You can't market to everybody." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" You know, and he showed me the money I was spending in making cards and the time, that if I couldn't charge $15 for a greeting card, that I shouldn't do it. And I stopped doing it because he showed me how one time I spent 10 hours in interviewing it, because you tell me your situation and I'd write the card for you. And he showed me how I spent over 10 hours with this person and made a card and charged her $5, and he said, "You wouldn't work for that," you know.
Right.
And he said, you know, I said, well, nobody's going to pay $50. He said, they're customized. He said, do you really think sneakers are worth $100 and $200? He said, people pay for what they want. He said, and you're offering consultation services to make a card, you know?
Right.
So and I think it's the same way with anything you're doing. Everybody doesn't like my poetry, you know, and I don't like everybody's poetry, but somehow I think when you're an artist, everything is so personal and so much of your soul that you really don't take critique well. Most of the people I'm running into want praises, not critiques.
Right.
You know, and you know, if you give them a critique, they get offended, and then somebody else has, because I watch them on Facebook. If somebody says something and it's not positive or they don't like it, then somebody else will come back and slam them for saying that, and, you know, it's like, wow. You know? So, you know, it's really hard to mess with someone's craft.
Well, and you've definitely made a point there, and I do agree with you that, that, you know, it is very personal, and I think that when you decide to put yourself out there, especially as a professional, that you want to make money from, you know, this craft of being an artist, that you do expose yourself to criticism. But I'll just be honest with you, Lady, you know, Blue, that I think there are some people who shouldn't do it.
Oh, me too.
You know, me too. You know.
To give you an example, I wouldn't call a name, but I know someone that everyone else thinks is fabulous, and I can't stand the sound of their voice.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, lots of people love it, you know, and I click off if I come on and they're reciting something, I click off and come back when they're finished.
Right.
Wow.
I think we all know individuals like that, and yeah, that's so true.
Okay, so
there'd be people saying fire, great, whoa, wow, you know, giving them all kinds of accolades and names and, you know, and comparing them to the greats and all kinds of stuff, almost a worship type thing, and moves me not at all. I know it must be me because they have so many people that adore it, you know, but couldn't get a nickel from me.
So tell me this. So do you think that those people that are saying those things are really being real, that they really do like that person?
Some people have a charismatic way about them, you know, like Hitler could get followers, you know what I mean? And some people have that way about them where they could draw people in and people just get caught up in it and follow, like the Pied Piper, just kind of follow suit. And the next thing you know, they got an entourage and everybody even starts sounding like them.
Yeah. I've seen that happen too.
Auntie.
Oh, man. You are for it. Oh, my goodness.
Have mercy. Yes, Spicy. Have mercy. So I'm gonna put this out there. I guess I'm going to put this out there just because it's going to help maybe me keep in line. So, you know, Spicy thinks I'm a poet. You know, we can laugh at that, right? So Spicy did a sidebar with me on Facebook and told me she wanted to write a collab with me, right?
Okay.
Yes, Spicy?
I told you before Facebook, when you were here, this was, I was still my speech. This one, I did it, and you ignored. You said, I'm not a writer of poetry. I'm not a poetess. I'm just not a poet. And for all your, well, the way I see it is evidently in the way you are a poet, because you promote us more than you promote yourself. In other words, you do get accolades, but it's like, in some ways, that the pieces that you hear, certain ones that you hear, and you pick and choose from, or like I read something, or read some of mine, you can understand the feeling. Everybody is a poet. Oh. But a person writes their feelings. If a person writes their feelings out on a piece of paper and then looks a piece of paper over and how somebody else's poetry makes them feel, it then becomes yours. And I'm not saying that you can't write. Because you speak for us to some degree. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say you are a poet.
No. Well, you know, with all that said, you know, I'm going to, you know, play one of your pieces. Lady Blue hasn't sent me any of her pieces, but Spicy.
Before you do,
you
know what? My pieces are so, I do them myself, and
okay.
They're, you know, not quality. So, but
I
know,
wanted
I just
to.
Said I'm going to send you something, and I will.
You know what?
But I wanted to do one tonight after Spicy.
Okay.
I want before I wanted to say something before I actually have to go. I wanted to tell you thank you for being all. Thank you for letting me be on your show tonight. It was wonderful to meet and hear from all of you lovely people, and I will be getting at you pretty soon.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, Ariana.
And
thank you so much.
Thank you, Ariana.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So,
so with that,
even,
yeah.
Auntie, even with your pieces, it's not so much the quality that moves us and other people. It's the words that's spoken.
I understand. I mean,
also, it speaks words.
Right.
If you were in dance school when you were younger or some kind of extracurricular activity, you had to perform one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Spoken word, I do a speech therapy. To show that I go to all you guys know that and you support me for that.
Right.
But at the same time, their feelings that come up when you hear somebody's voice that can't, you're like, dang, girlfriend got here, got speaking that I know I can't see nothing.
Right.
I don't know how many times you guys have said that, and I've busted to crack listening into. Because it made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, how does it make you feel when you give me your accolades?
Right. Well, Felicia, for you who's new to our show and to the artists that have called in, the lady that is speaking now is Miss Spicy Ree out of New York, and she has a speech impediment due to an accident and a stroke that she had as a child. But she's one of the most amazing writers that we that are amongst the poet and spoken word artists online have ever come across. And so, but if you listen to her really closely, you can understand what she's saying. But she's got an amazing spoken word artist who has recorded some of her pieces for her. And I'm going to play a piece so that you can just get a taste of Spicy's flavor. And Spicy knows that I've attempted to write some poetry, and I've read a couple of my pieces on my own show and maybe a couple, you know, other people's show. I have my one piece that I've read. But so now Spicy's trying to get me to write with her, and, you know, she's scolds me a lot on the sidelines that people don't know about. But I'm going to play a piece that's called Anger, and this is written by Spicy Ree, performed by Queen Ifama.
I just received another writing, poetry, if you will, from my sister, Spicy, my little niece, Janine. It's called Anger, and it goes like this. This is something I had come across in my passages of reading. Negligence is the rust of the soul that corrodes through all. The best is resolved, being told that. Indifference and negligence is often too much more damage than hate. Saying seeing is believable is most often thought of as a farce, but still to the right person is conceivable. In my story, I state, I can still walk, talk, and hold my head in an upright position, although one's soul remains heavy as it cries out to be held. Seeing blinding lights of the distant tomorrows, listening to the sounds of the motions within that I continually stress about. To a deaf man, sound is never important, but my pulse is. To a blind man, touch has become his very existence for seeing. As I rise to what an occasion might be, I falter at. May I consider how you felt, possibly? But only if you gave me that same chance. Don't nullify me or my feelings. They are the real deal. Just say you have respect for me, then grant me that wish. Just as you have your aspirations of becoming whatever, a feeling is in my thought process, carried out by one's actions. Typically, you thought of me as distraught, but now I believe you have begun to see me in another light. So I ask, is this how you see me with all this contempt? I ask this with the utmost respect. The passing of night is falling upon us. We always said we would never go to bed angry, but look at us now. We lay here on either side of this bed that we call our nest. How do you feel? Just signed, Simply Angered. And that, my brothers and sisters, was by my niece, my sister, Janine Lynch.
So that was Anger. The words written by Miss Spicy Ree out of New York and recited for Spicy by Queen Ifama. I'm going to jump in and just ask Miss Felicia, what are you thinking so far about, like, the artists that, you know, you're getting to meet tonight and all of that?
I am just completely honored. It's like God knows. Everything, I believe everything happens for a reason, and we all have times where we're weak, and that's why I say writing is such an awesome reliever for me. I have been through so much, and I have cried real hard. I have absolutely put a lot of passion into my writings, and I can't expect everybody to understand what I write or where I'm coming from, but I think it's even more where you bring it to life is when you recite it, and I definitely felt it, and it was beautiful, and I love the music, and I'm just truly honored, and I have wrote for years, but I've never made steps to record, or I've had too much, I've been too nervous. I have stage fright like crazy. And that's one of my barriers, you know. And there's so many different areas from the spoken word. I mean, the singing, you are all so beautiful. And I just appreciate all of you. And I can't beg enough for people like you to just shine, because we need, the youth, they really need positive influences and people that can break something down to help you understand a little better, you know, because we're not all perfect and every day is a lesson and we're going to make mistakes, but you got to teach at the same time learn. And I'm just so grateful, and I just thank you all.
So, and I agree with you, Felicia. I think that, you know, through the arts, I'll just put it this way. I think through the arts, we can definitely reach our young people. I think that we can show them a healthy, creative way to express themselves, you know, because they've got a lot, you know, all, you know, locked up inside. Lady Blue out of Pennsylvania, you know, she's worked with some at-risk youth around spoken word, and, you know, she's run into some challenges and stuff. But I think at the same time, I think the kids definitely, you know, get something out of spending that time and learning about how to be creative, you know, in expression and all of that, you know. And I work with at-risk youth over in Kirkland on every other weekend, and just with my kids, you know, that they, you know, they, you know, can just, you know, when I can get some of them to come and rap or sing for me or whatever, it's just amazing the transformation on their face. So have you, like, ever performed your words somewhere, Felicia?
I have, not lately. When I was younger, I used to. And just life changes kind of block that courage to really get out there and really make it happen. But my children have picked up the gift. And I don't know if you've heard of Friends of Children. And it's a mentoring place, like, what is it, the Big Brothers and Big Sisters,
okay.
Something similar.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Friends of Children, they have awesome mentors. And my daughter has had her mentor for at least 4 years or more. And they just had a poetry slam. And it was so amazing to me because these are young children. I mean, from probably the youngest, maybe 8 or 9, and then up to teenagers. And, you know, the main topic that they had to talk about was losing somebody. And a lot of it was with gun violence. And these were powerful, I mean, powerful words from these children. And my daughter, she did her thing too, and she had it rocking. And I was just so impressed. But these kids, they're not stupid by far. They're not dumb. And they're actually a little more advanced compared to when I was their age. These guys are definitely a step up. So since they're learning so quickly in advance, they have to be taught and fed the right things and given opportunities to, it's easy to access rap and the bling, and that's that fast cash, and then it goes into all kinds of other things. And it's like, where are the poetry spots for the kids, or, you know, or other places where they could be safe and they could express themselves? They move around a lot. That's because they're going to be doing something in the future, whether it's dancing or it's something where they're going to be moving. You really have to pay attention to what the kids do. And medicine is not always the answer. So
I agree.
I found my strength in my kids. And I go, you know, we sing together and we do our poems together, but I haven't been able to really just go and just do it.
Well, if you ever want to, you know, like start by just reading a piece here on the show, you know, you're definitely more than welcome to do that because, I mean, I'm getting more of the courage, you know, thanks to like Spicy, you know, encouraging me to read. And I'm not a spoken word artist. I'm not a performer, but, you know, I try from time to time. So, yes, Lady Blue, I'll come to your show sometime and read for you. But I want you to hear Lady Blue. She is like this woman who is highly respected across the United States, just with her presence, with her wisdom. She's kind of like this mama. You listen to her, she's a true storyteller, and she has so much to say when she's just speaking, but in her poetry, it's just amazing. And I know, Lady Blue, you said you wanted to do a piece tonight.
Yeah, but this is a distressing piece I did.
Okay.
Of all the pieces of Felicia to hear, I was meant to tell, I meant for you to, you are always welcome at my show. But you know, I started my show for the young, and I'm trying all kinds of tricks of the trade now to still get them to come. And I, what I'm doing now is I'm taping them and making them CDs so they can hear themselves, and I'm reading some of their poetry on my show and telling them, I read your poem on my show, you know, everything I can to get them to just tune in and come, you know, because they're very shy, and I just love them. And some things are happening, and one of my kids didn't want to read all of his poem out, and I was like, he wanted to stop, and I said, go ahead, you wrote it, read it. And in the poem, he talked about his mother being in jail and his aunt dying, and he was talking about his sanctuary as his mind, and sometimes he goes up there and he gets real sad. And I was like, oh, wow, I wish they had got the poem back to me because they're supposed to give it to me, and I get it typed up and all that, but I get a chance to read it, but now they don't want to pay to type it up, so they got some interns doing it. But it wound up that he now thinks he has an ally in me because I only had a small group of kids, and one guy said, is your mother really in jail? I said, it's irrelevant. It's a poem. It doesn't matter whether his mother's in jail or not. Just listen, you know. And she really is in jail. But I told him I won't put his piece on the CD that I'm giving to the whole class. What I'll do is give him his own personal one. And he was real excited about that, you know. So I'm like, I'll see how he comes to my poetry club. You know, I invited him to come, and hopefully I told him, you don't have to share everything, you know, on group level if you don't want to. But I felt so bad about telling him, I'll read the whole thing, because, you know, they're fifth graders, and they whine, and you say they will, and then they won't. And one of my friends said he needed to unburden that, and now that he has an ally in you, you just never know what will come from it, you know. Because sometimes the fight, I was in a CEP school where the kids really fist fought and they were violent, and that's how they got sent there. But sometimes the fight is internal, you know. And this is a poem I wrote last Friday after that, before that experience. But I don't have a title for it, so I'll just give it to you like this. It says, my preference is to write pretty poems. Joyous, upbuilding, motivating pieces, things that can help others to bypass the crooked, worthless roads leading nowhere. But sometimes I can't. So tell me, how do you write about internal groanings, unuttered feelings, lethargy, listlessness, disillusionment, flatline living dead? How do you write about frustration? Those embedded, so embedded they lend themselves to regret. The should've, could've, wished I had of, things that you have no control of, irrelevant. Things that are past, done, over, but somehow still impact on your life. How do you write about feelings? Deep gutted feelings that you yourself cannot explain or intelligently put into words. Words that would enable others to recognize the errors, see the flaws, learn, relate, and move on. I need to know. So tell me, how do you write about just being damn disappointed and accepting?
Wow.
And that's the piece, but I don't have a title for it yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Auntie, yes, you do. The title is acceptance.
Acceptance? You know, it's funny that most of my poems I title like one or two words, and it's usually the last line of the poem. And the last line of this is accepting it. You know, sometimes you're disappointed, and you do have to accept it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But then you can move on.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I'm going to, I pulled out a poem I wrote a couple of years ago. I guess, you know, when I was at my coffee house, I had so much time on my hands, I would sit in there, and sometimes I would try to write. And a lot of times my pieces kind of stem from, you know, just being there. And so I'm going to read this for you ladies tonight. And so I'm hoping in me, you know, getting the courage to read this, Miss Felicia, maybe you'll get the courage sometime to come on and read something of yours. Because mine is very simple, very, very simple. So, and I'm not a performer, so don't have any high expectations of me.
Doom the feet.
So this
sounds like my children now.
So for those of you that may not know, my father is a Japanese Baptist minister, and so I was raised from birth, you know, in a Christian home, which I'm very, very blessed. I feel very blessed for being raised that way. So I have my own very, very strong spiritual, base of my life. And I think that, you know, my faith and my belief in God is what keeps me going and doing what I do for others. It's just who I am. And I think the other thing is I think that I have a need to be needed, and that's why I also do what I do. But this piece is called I Need You. I see faces all around me, trying to find you amongst the masses, knowing you are always with me, walking with me, in front of me, beside me, and at times even behind me, yet I try to find your face amongst the masses. You come to me through the words I have read, voices I have heard, the touch of a child, a sunflower in my vase, the cool breeze of the evening. This is when I know I need you. We arrive together at the same time and places, not expected, with a warmth of just knowing you understand me, allowing me to be just who I am, and when I am with you during our special moments, you know the good, the bad, the ugly of my existence, and accept me just the same, showing me the way, the truth and the light, encouraging me with every breath I take, right now, in your own way. I wish that all would come to know you, but then they do through me. When I greet them in the morning, it's you. When I close my mouth and listen, it's you. When I open my doors, it's you. My presence is because of you, and this is when I know I need you. I need you in the morning as I start my days. I need you in the afternoon when the time may be spent on my own. I need you in the evening when the time of being comes to a close. Reaching for my sanctuary of peace, heading towards my home, looking at the faces as I pass, looking for you. But I do know you're always with me. Some don't understand my relationship with you, my anchor, the filter used to press through each day, discarding the waste, retaining the vitamins of life, fueling my soul to flourish into tomorrow. This is when I know I need you. You come to me in the dawn of each day, pushing me to do what is needed for the time, resting with me amidst the pillows of the night, keeping me safe with angels all around me, knowing my place with you, just you, during our special moments. I thank you for your steadfast love, never wavering with me, showing me my self-worth when I can't see my own face, searching out yours, always filling your presence with me. This is when I know I need you.
And you said you're not a poet. Wow, what would take making you a poet?
Thank you.
Seriously, what would you have to... What would make you feel like a poet?
I think that, and Felicia, I only have I only have a high school education, so I even though I'm turning 50 years old, and I love to read and I love to learn new things, I think that I realize my lack of skills when it comes to vocabulary. I think that probably because of being around some absolutely amazing writers or whatever, it just, I sit there and I just, you know, at my open mics at Flava, I used to sit there just like in awe, like, wow, how did they come up with it? Like, how did they like learn to put words together like that? This is so clever or so clear or so powerful or so passionate or whatever. And I think for me, I'm just, well, I think like Spicy was like, you know, the worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. It's intimidated. Because if you really look at my poetry and you read it, you'll find the language, the words are like really simple, and I'm always trying to find another word. And one of my friends pointed out that we each have our own voice, and when I try to find me a big word to use, because I do have a degree, but I don't write, my feelings don't come to me in real academic terms. You know what I mean? So I can't, to give you an example, I can't write like Shambe.
Right.
I love his writing, and I understand it and the whole bit, but a lot of times I even have to listen to it again, and I love reading. I go on his page and stay sometimes. I love reading his stuff because sometimes it's too much for me to absorb in a setting. You know what I mean? And he has so much information in it. But a friend told me when I the people that I were around, most of them are retired, like, you know, and English teachers and, you know, got books and degrees. And he said, you don't want to sound like them. You know, you don't want to sound. Now, I'm intimidated in their presence, and a lot of times I don't know which piece I want to pull out. Then I had some pieces from a black friend, some pieces from a white friend, and it just got crazy. It's like my pieces are my pieces, and whichever one I feel like doing at the time, I do it, and whoever can do it, because they're personal. Or if I write something, it's a feeling I had, it's an experience I saw, or an experience that was shared to me that ignited some kind of emotion. I write for my sanity. I write to maintain my spirituality. So I'm really, really excited when somebody else can relate to it. But I'm just getting out of it, so I definitely understand where you come from. I just don't write like that, because I don't talk like that either.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, to tell you the truth, I've been around, I don't know if you know him, but the people out here in Philadelphia that have been on the show, I've been around Talam AC so many times, I just thought he was a good poet. I didn't know he was, like, famous out there in the world. It was like, oh, he's a good poet. I've been with Katie Morris, you know, it's like, oh, he's a good poet. I've seen Queen Sheba, oh, she's a good poet. I didn't know these people were, like, because of the company that I keep and the poets that I'm around, they're all so good. I didn't know people were making a living off it, you know what I'm saying? You know, because there's so many good poets out, but everybody's got their own style, you know, and that's one of the things I'm learning, that when you have your own voice, it's a little different. There are some places, I'm sure, where Queen Sheba would perform, I wouldn't even want to go on stage because I know they probably, my stuff is probably too timid, too mild for them. That's why I say you have to know your audience, you know. But I would definitely say that was a lovely piece and very expressive.
Oh, thank you, Lady Blue.
Yeah.
But I do know about being intimidated because I am often, and it still happens on some shows. I'll go and I'll listen to the flow and just brace myself up. I'm going to do my piece because I like reading out loud. And I don't even remember a lot of my pieces. And I had Jay Skills, they say how you're handicapped if you don't really learn your pieces. What if that paper header flew away and this or that, you know, and you're not as relieved. I like reading.
Right.
Yeah. Some of my pieces I know, but I like reading.
I think everybody's definitely got their own opinions, you know, just like, you know, we've heard on the different shows, different opinions on the differences between poetry and spoken word, you know, to,
right.
You know, how people think you should do it. You know, you're not a spoken word artist if you read off a piece of paper, you know. So I think that everybody has definitely their own opinion. So I guess, like, Lady Blue, that comes down to, like, a preference thing, too, or you know, a matter of opinion, just like kind of like we talked about, you know, the taste of music or poetry, like what somebody might think is good may, you know, somebody else may not. So I guess that's the beauty of it all, you know, and you know, I guess, you know, you take, you know, what works for you when you hear those criticisms, and then, you know, you just dig deep within yourself and just, you know, be comfortable. You know, I mean, I appreciate maybe the courage, you know, that I'm gaining to even read my little simple pieces from time to time now, because it's not something that's easy for me to do, but it is getting easier. You know, for me, I guess I am my own worst critic, and I am intimidated because, as you said, Lady Blue, you know, I've had the honor of, you know, being around some amazing people online and in person that I think are great, great writers and great performers of the written word. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. But I guess I probably should close out the show. If we are into the archives now, and it went much longer. But, you know, I have to tell you, you guys made this a very special night. And Felicia, I really appreciate you calling in and spending this time with me online, and I'm so excited that you got to meet some of the amazing artists that I've come to know over the years across the United States. This has been amazing for me to have all of you call in and to have Felicia, you know, here on the line. She's right here in my hometown, and I've not met her face-to-face, but I had, you know, encouraged her to call in and be a part of the show because she's a big supporter of me. And I've never met her, you know, and so one day I'm going to be able to wrap my mama arms around you and you know, and give you a hug and get to meet you in person. And so please definitely stay in touch. And Felicia, we have not made the announcement yet, but I will just let you know we're hosting a hip-hop showcase on April 24th. And so if it's something that you're interested in, I would love to give you a complimentary ticket to come to it. So if you're into hip-hop or whatever, but yay. That's April 24th. Here in Seattle, we're Flavor News is throwing a hip-hop showcase. And then, but ladies, I'm going to close out the show, and I thank all of you for, you know, coming out and sharing this time. We've run the men off, L.A., and you know, Eric Moore have, you know,
But don't think by any stretch of the imagination that you're off the hook. You still owe me a reading on my show.
With that said, Lady Blue, when is your next show?
Yes.
Well, my next one is this Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's blogtalklinia.com/LynnBlue.
Okay, so and Felicia, if you're ever interested, I mean, blog talk and doing it this way where you're not actually facing people, it makes it a little bit easier to, you know, get on there. And Lady Blue's show is actually a very relaxed show, and it's a great place to go for somebody who's a beginner. And she is very encouraging. And she also does encourage youth to call in. Like she was saying, that she created her show originally for the kids to call in, so she has guidelines as far as, you know, language and stuff that's performed on her show. And so everybody knows, you know, you go to Lady Blue's show, you don't, you know, cuss or talk about sex or whatever. And so it would be a great show even for you to share with your children.
That's what I was trying to write you in the chat room when she said her was she the one that said her daughters were took on the trait. Is this the one that was on? You said that? Okay. Yes. I was trying to tell her, please tell them to come to the show.
Oh, yes. I was just going to say, I'm definitely going to have them call in. And they're definitely not afraid to do some poetry.
Oh, that's
and all that
wonderful.
So, yes, I was absolutely going to say that.
Tell them to bring their little book, because, you know, the kids get, you know, everybody else usually calls in and do one, but the kids get to do a few.
Yeah, so that would be great. And then they can have their little friends. Yeah, they can have their friends tune in and all of that, and then they may want to do it, whatever. Lady Blue is so loving and welcoming.
Email it to them. Make it, you know, the shows are archived so they can, you know, come back and let their friends hear them, and then maybe their friends will want to come too.
Bring
the children. I tell you, I'm doing all I can to get them. I'm everything short of just bribing them, and the only reason I haven't bribed them is I don't have any money. Or I would do that too, you know, give them like, hey, you call my show, I'll give you $10.
I know, huh? And it's kind of sad to have to think that way, you know, to get the kids involved. But I think that if you can, if there's like one kid, kind of like the word of mouth, like if, for instance, Felicia's kids came and they loved it and they told their friends, just the word of mouth, you know, how cool that is to be on, you know, international radio where people all over the world can hear you. You know, and stuff, and then to have other kids or adults listen to you and just love you and praise you and lift you up that way. I mean, that's just a beautiful thing about what, you know, Blog Talk can create. So I appreciate you, Lady Blue, bringing that out. So,
Lyrical is trying to have a show where there was five kids. They're like 11th graders.
Okay.
They were trying to start their own show. But last week, and she doesn't know how we're going to do it, but I said I'll do whatever I can to help her. But the last week, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. But they were like 11-year-olds, and they were at the library, she said, but they couldn't connect, so they had to run over to the McDonald's. And it wound up sirens and everything were going, but they were really determined to try to do their own show.
So,
you know,
when
so
you say,
Oh, okay.
So Lyric out of South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah, but she's
in South Carolina. She's a school teacher, so that's very cool.
She had 5 11-year-olds, and we're going to still work. She doesn't know. She said she had such a headache when it was over, but don't know how we're going to do it, but work it where maybe we could even get the kids to do their show, you know. So please get your kids started, involved, and to call me, and maybe we can just, this could be our beginning, because I really want to do it for the kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go, Flava, but thank you again. I'm really grateful for tonight. And Felicia, I would love to hear from you again, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Lady Blue, thank you so much for calling in, and Spicy, thank you so much for calling in from New York. I know it's very, very late, you guys' time. So,
yeah, 1 o'clock.
I love you and I appreciate it. So,
I'm up at 3-4 in the morning.
We know you're a night owl, Spicy. And, you know, maybe if I can pull myself together, I'll attempt my writing for you. So you don't call me anymore on the sidebar.
This encouraged a lot of people that were scared to even call in. And Spicy would encourage them to go, if I could do it, you could do it. You know, she's very encouraging.
Yeah.
Love you, Spicy.
Yeah.
Love you too, Auntie.
So with that said, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. I want to thank everybody who came out and listened to the show live. I want to thank everybody who was actually in the chat room, and for those that come back and listen to the archives. We here at Flava News and the Mosaic Show really appreciate the support that you give. As we spread the word for you, please help us spread the word too. Flava News is connecting the dot for indie artists. You can stay tuned with everything that we are doing over at flavanews.com. And I just want to thank, you know, Miss Felicia, this was very special to have you, Mama, come out to the show tonight. And so I just look forward to getting to know you more. And good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.